The WBFO Brief Podcast is made possible by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Access to the newest treatments and most sophisticated testing is so important. It matters where you receive your cancer care. Spend one day with Roswell Park. Visit roswellpark.org.
Today's WBFO Brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News.
Well, information is gradually emerging on the implementation of the specifics of the community benefits agreement attached to the construction of a new stadium for the Buffalo Bills. The Buffalo News reports that as of March 31st, use of minority-owned businesses on the construction project was at 17.4% above the suggested goal of 15%. However, women-owned businesses and military service disabled-owned businesses were being used below suggested levels. Meanwhile, the team appears to be following the call for investing $3 million into community initiatives each year over the next 33 years. A closer look at the initial spending is expected with the release of an annual report on July 29th. Local tourism officials say the summer months will be busy at the Buffalo Convention Center. According to a release from the Erie County Executive's Office, July and August events at the Convention Center are expected to draw 15,000 visitors. Among the events coming to downtown Buffalo are the American Cheese Society Annual Conference, which will bring 1,300 attendees to town starting tomorrow. Beginning on August 2nd, 10,000 are expected to attend the 2024 Oddities and Curiosities Expo. 22 conventions are already booked for 2025-2026. That will bring 22,000 attendees to Buffalo. And traffic delays are expected again as construction continues on Phase 3 of the walkable Olean project. East State Street will be periodically reduced to one lane of traffic between Front Street and North Union Street. A 19-year-old female from Colden could spend up to 4 years in prison after pleading guilty in connection with the death of her three passengers in a crash in February 2023. According to the Erie County District Attorney's Office, the defendant was adjudicated as a youthful offender, and her name will not be released. Guilty pleas were entered for three counts of manslaughter in the second degree and reckless driving for her role in the deaths of 18-year-old Azathiel Pabon, 19-year-old Isabella French, and 20-year-old Dakota Eldridge. Common Council member Zanetta Everhart is pushing for the creation of an Office for Prevention of Gun Violence in the city of Buffalo. Everhart, whose son Zaire Goodman is a survivor of the racist attack on the Jefferson Avenue Tops, has introduced a resolution that looks to mirror the work of the White House's Office for Gun Violence Prevention.
The city of Buffalo obviously played a major role in that office, but we have not stood up to that challenge ourselves, even though 514 happened here. And so I've taken it upon myself to make sure that the city of Buffalo follows in those footsteps. We have to protect our community.
Everhart's resolution calls on the mayor's office and the Common Council and the City Corporation Council to create a local law to establish the new office.
This WBFO Brief podcast is made possible by Canisius University, where high-flying griffs find a top-flight education. For the last 8 years, Canisius has been recognized on U.S. News' list of best colleges and universities. Learn more at canisius.edu.
Well, it was a homecoming of sorts this weekend for a Southern Ontario native as the Savannah Bananas came to Buffalo for three games. WBFO sports reporter Jack Cruiser has more on the journey Ryan Kellogg took from Whitby, Ontario, to international banana ball stardom.
Hundreds of baseball fanatics waited in line for well over an hour to get a word with Ryan Kellogg after the Savannah Bananas came to Buffalo on Friday night. For a majority of Ryan's friends and family who made the trip from Whitby, Ontario, it was the first time they got a glimpse of Kellogg on the mound since high school. But it was well before Ryan joined his high school's baseball team when he found his passion. With his mother behind the wheel of a big yellow school bus, Ryan and his sister would patiently wait for the morning routes around Whitby to be complete. As soon as they returned home, the children would race off the bus and set up the field in the front lawn, where the family began to play baseball. It was in these moments that Ryan found pure joy that would lead to a lifetime in the game. As the years went on and Ryan's height continued to rise, he started playing baseball more often. T-ball, then coach pitch, and then Little League, the traditional path for a young ball player. but Ryan stood out amongst the rest, not only because he was well on his way to being 6'6", but more so in his demeanor. The happy-go-lucky youngster had tremendous potential for a career in baseball. This potential was only grown in high school, where Kellogg became a nationally known commodity in the game. Ryan traded in the purple and yellow of the Henry Street High School Hawks for that of his nation's colors, the red and white of the Canadian flag. As a member of the Canadian national team, Kellogg pitched against the USA, and the lengthy left-handed pitcher threw over 8 shutout innings for a 1-0 win. After grabbing the attention of Major League Baseball scouts, Ryan Kellogg was selected by the Toronto Blue Jays in the 2012 MLB draft. Electing to delay his professional career, Ryan flew over 3,500 kilometers southwest to attend Arizona State University, where he donned maroon and yellow for the Sun Devils baseball team. At ASU, Ryan became just the 8th Sun Devil to be named a Pac-12 first-team selection 3 times in his collegiate career. After his junior year, Ryan re-entered the MLB draft and this time was selected by the Chicago Cubs in the 5th round in 2015. Working his way through the minor leagues, Ryan Kellogg traveled across America, playing for 3 teams within the Cubs organization for 5 years. In 2020, the pandemic put a pause on his playing career, but Ryan got a couple more opportunities in AA and even AAA baseball before facing a major decision. Either Ryan would continue his career playing independent league ball, or get out of his comfort zone and apply for a brand new league, a league that had taken over social media with its mission of being the greatest show in sports, a game known as Banana Ball. In 2022, at 28 years old, Ryan Kellogg joined the Savannah Bananas and began entertaining millions of fans across the world. Whether just by pitching for the Bananas or performing in special routines like the Napoleon Dynamite Dance, Kellogg has entertained for years. Bringing that childlike passion for the game he grew up with, Ryan tops his bright yellow uniform with a toque, paying homage to his home country as the only Canadian on the Bananas. While Ryan only faced a couple of batters on Friday night, it was a joyous occasion of tremendous celebration for the Kellogg family as Ryan displayed to thousands of new fans a child's dream could very well become a reality in a way you may have never thought of. Reporting in Buffalo, Jack Cruiser, WBFO Sports.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief Podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.